Well, I guess we're gonna talk about boobies today, which I'm quite a fan of. I love mine, I love other people's. All titties is good titties. It says basically you could answer following questions at your own pace. Number one, describe the skin complexion of your breasts. I am very pale, like translucent almost skin tone for the majority of my body other than my face, which is very red most of the time. So they are very pale, very creamy white. You can see the veins that run through them. And I can't remember what that's called. Mastitis, I think. It's not like super prominent, but as I age, my breasts have gotten more noticeable with that. So you can see like the blue and green of my veins kind of sticking out on the tops of my breasts. But they are very, very pale, creamy white, and very like rosy pink areolas and nipples. Do your breasts have any notable details, such as freckles, beauty spots, stretch marks, for instance? I do have stretch marks because my breasts are quite large. They are, this is US size. I believe they are 42 double D, if I remember correctly, because the last time I talked about my boobies in detail, I was a bit heavier than I am now, so I've actually gone down a size. I mean, the cup size is still the same, but the band size has gone down. I do have a couple of light brown freckles on, I think it's my, let me look down here. Yep, my left breast. I also have a notable scar on my right breast. Unfortunately, it got burned once. So there's like right on top of where my breast hangs on my body, there is a little pock mark that kind of looks cute. Most people don't notice it right off the bat. But yeah. That's like right above my actual breast area. Again, I do have stretch marks, and those are mostly by where my breast attaches to my arm area, like by my armpit. Let's see. I don't think I have any like other markings really. How about your nipples, their size, color, and texture? So, my areolas specifically are a little bit larger than average. They are a rosy pink color, very sensitive. And when I am aroused, they tend to be bumpy. My areolas do. And my nipples are, I mean, slightly larger than average, I would venture to say. But they are very prominent a lot of the time because I wear sports bras mostly. So they are quite visible when I am out in public. How would you describe your cleavage? Are your breasts close to each other, and what kind of a shape do they have? How do they rest against your chest when you're standing? So, my favorite bra is like this very. Oh, that's a different question I just saw. My favorite bra is this like sports bra push-up combination that I have, and I will describe that later, but when I'm wearing it, my breasts look very rounded, they look very voluptuous, and there's, like, because the bra is so tight on me at this point, there's a tiny little line where there's, like, almost a muffin top of titty that kind of pushes out. I find that quite charming and amusing, personally. They definitely are close together. When I'm standing, they definitely hang down. But that is, again, they're very large. I'm like almost 33, so that's pretty par for the course. How sensitive would you say your breasts are? Expand on that. Extremely. My favorite thing in the world is being groped and having my breasts specifically groped and, like, manhandled a little bit. I have hard nipples, like, probably 85% of my waking life. So, yeah. I would say they're extremely sensitive to touch. And I really enjoy that. It's actually I remember some of the first, like, experiences with me learning, like, sensations in my body and things that felt good, which eventually led to masturbation. I remember very distinctly, like, my nipples being the, I guess, starting point for that. I wasn't really interested in the rest of my body. It was just my nipples. So that has stuck with me. They're still my favorite place to be touched. Hold on now. Okay, back to what I was saying. I had to quick rally some dogs. Anyway, where were we? Oh, we were talking about sensitivity. So I'm the kind of person who, even, like, lifting a shirt or a hoodie sometimes off of me and, like, taking an article of clothing off, because the fabric will, like, gently move across my nipple, it will stand straight up. Even just thinking about it is kind of arousing for me. So yes, I would say that they are extremely sensitive, specifically my nipples, but my breasts in general are very, very sensitive to touch. Okay, number 6, what does your favorite bra look like and how does it feel against your breasts? Against on your breasts. I'm assuming you mean, like, the fabric, maybe? So my favorite bra is a maroon sports bra hybrid because it has, like, a push-up factor and it actually does separate them. So it's a sports bra with, like, an underwire, basically. But it's maroon and almost like a peachy color. It's very flattering on me. It gives me just enough lift, to make me feel sexy. It is a little tight because I got it a size smaller than I should have. But it was really cute and it was the only one they had, so I said fuck it and bought it anyway. So as I mentioned before, there's a little bit of a spill, when I wear it. How does it feel against your breast? So it feels snug, but I kind of prefer that. I like having a very, almost compression feeling bra. I've actually looked into getting binders as well, but that is probably not for this discussion. Let's go down to number 7. Can you reach Can you reach to lick or even kiss your own breasts? Yes, I can. And I can easily lift them to my mouth to suck on my nipples. And I do that frequently when I masturbate. So, yeah. Do you have any fetishes or fantasies concerning your breasts? I wouldn't say that they're like fetishes necessarily. Definitely some kinky things. I really, really love nipple clamps. They make my nipples stay hard for a very long time. And because I'm a masochist, they also hurt a little bit. I usually don't use actual, like, I don't know, like, proper terminology here. I don't use, like, clover clamps or BDSM tools. I actually use C-clamps, like, hardware-type things. I like the ones that are basically vice grips. They're heavier, they hurt more, and they're harder to tug off of me. So I usually use those ones, and sometimes my nipples will bruise after I play with them. But I kind of like that, so I don't mind. As far as fantasies with them, I'm very, very into breast biting. Not nipple biting, but like breast biting. And basically, I would really love for a partner in the future to use them as chew toys and just like, I don't know, shake their head back and forth with my breast in their mouth. I think that that would be really fucking hot, especially if it got to a point where they like drew blood. But also just like having my nipples very overstimulated and played with to the point where they hurt is very arousing to me. I'm very into that. And just having them sucked, honestly. I love the idea of one day being able to lactate. But that seems kind of impossible unless I want to put in a lot of manual labor, which I do not ever see myself having the actual time and or money for, to induce lactation. So I doubt that that will ever be a reality, but the idea of like spraying breast milk out and like, I don't know, making people drink it or like spraying it all over their genitalia is very, very arousing to me. And I think it would be super fun to like make porn of that because I'm really into lactation. But anyway, let's move on. What do you like to have done to them? What have you had done to them? What you could have done to them but didn't? So as I said, like, I really love the idea of having people chew on them, etc. But what I really, really already enjoy is like just being very overstimulated, having them played with and sucked and kissed and like nibbled on, and pinched and twisted and just like grazed over with someone's fingertips until they actively feel sore and like almost raw. And then like the person won't stop playing with them. Usually that will give me an orgasm without any other stimulation on my body, which is a super fun thing for me. So those are things that I've had done to them. What would I like to have done to them? Other than what I've already mentioned, I would really, really love to do nipple piercings at some point in the future. And I'm always on the fence about that because, like, I really like my boobs how they are, but I think that they would look so cute with little nipple rings, like, my titties would be even cuter than they are. But I really don't want to go through the healing process of that, especially because, like, my body tends to reject piercings, and I really don't want to do that to my perfect soft boobies. What you could have had done to them but didn't. Well, I mean, I almost had a breast whipping scene a couple years back now. I was supposed to go to this kink event in my home state, and unfortunately I wasn't able to make it, but I had a gentleman reach out to me who had been traveling, like, several states, actually, to come to this event, because he was one of the demonstrators, and he really wanted me to be his guinea pig for the demonstration, because he saw that I was very much into breast impact, so, like, flogging, spanking, using paddles on my tits, very into heavy impact on them, and I also really like having them tied up. I'm very into breast bondage, and he had seen some of my pictures on, like, FetLife, and he actually reached out to me through OnlyFans, and FetLife. Like, he was very, very professional, very respectful, but, like, very much persistent. Like, he wanted this to happen. And he was going to whip my breasts on stage, and we talked about him using, it's basically like a vampire glove, on my breasts, and I was completely 100% into that idea, but unfortunately it never came to fruition because I could not make the event. But yeah, those are things that could have been done to them but weren't. I guess I could expand a little bit more on breast bondage. Mostly it has been rope, but I have had my breasts bound in chain before, like heavy duty towing chain, and it was very painful, and it, like, pinched in a couple of weird spots, and it bruised really badly. I wish I still had photos of that. But that was super fucking fun. And then a lot of the impact that I have had done on them was self-inflicted. So, like, punching, wooden paddle, wooden spoons, rulers. I have taken, like, very small hair ties and tied them around my nipples. I've used chopsticks as clamps before. That was super fun. I have tried, like, binder clips, but I'm not a fan of the way that they pinch. It hurts in a way that doesn't feel good for me, so I avoid those. I've had them bitten, and again, that pinches in a way that I'm not, like, super into as far as my nipple area. What else? I've had my breasts flogged before. Mostly that was, like, just kind of a warm-up for the rest of my body being beat the shit out of. With my ex-partner, he did a small carving right above the tissue on my breast. So there was that. What else have my titties done? I think that probably sums it up for the most part. I can't really think of anything else to add to that. But yeah, this was fun. It was, like, more casual than I expected it to be. I hope that that's okay. I did want to point out that, like, my breasts are very squishy, very soft, very tender, very malleable would be a good word for them. Because, like, it's literally like squeezing into a pillow. They're very, very soft. Yeah, I think I'm gonna shut the fuck up now. But thank you for letting me make this ridiculous booby audio for you. And I hope that you enjoy it.